The plan to develop Northern Australia was first announced in 2015 by then Prime Minister Tony Abbott. It's fairly safe to say that that plan has really not developed much at all, particularly here in Cairns. One man who certainly was heavily involved in driving that agenda a few years ago is Senator Matt Canavan. It's a great pleasure to have him on the line from Parliament House in Canberra. Senator, how are you?
I'm going very well, Gavin. How are you?
Very well. Mate, this Northern Australia Development Plan, as I said, launched in 2015. You were heavily involved at the time. Is it safe to say that it hasn't met expectations? And I'm particularly talking from a Cairns, Far North Queensland point of view.
Well, look, I think there's been some incredible achievements under the plan. I mean, in terms of expectations, of course, that's a relatively subjective thing. And I'm not speaking for others. I know there are some disappointed. I'm not going to try and delegitimise that. But, you know, in terms of Far North Queensland, under this plan, we have funded the Peninsula Development Road that will link up Weipa with Mareeba and ultimately Cairns, of course, for the first time. And I haven't got a latest status update on that. I'm no longer the minister, but, that is going ahead, that sealing, and that's going to be a major thing because Weipa's that beautiful port, Asian-facing. It's going to make a real long-term difference.
I guess you could almost argue, though, couldn't you, that a major connecting road like that should be business as usual when it comes to funding a project like that?
Well, it hadn't been. It wasn't getting done. Sometimes, you've been in politics, Kevin, you know that you need something like this sometimes, like Northern Australian plan or a defence white paper, or a hydrogen strategy to focus attention and get things done that, maybe should be done. But, keep in mind, the challenge for all of us in the north is that only 1 million Australians live in Northern Australia, or thereabouts, just over 1 million. So to get out, to get our voice heard and amplified among the 24 other million Australians that live, we've got to really fight really hard, and that's difficult. And I give a lot of credit to people like Ian McDonald, Senator McDonald, that was based up in Townsville, no longer in the Senate, but he played an integral role. Warren Ench, your local member, they played a big role in pushing for this white paper and then getting the funding for things like that. I honestly don't believe that without the white paper, we may still be sitting around saying, why isn't that road developed? Because people down south think, well, what should we do? Keep in mind, we're also building that the inland link as well from Cairns to Melbourne, the Han Highway. It was one of the first things we funded, and that is really important. So for all your growers up there in the Tablelands and Atherton and Mareeba, they, for the first time, will be able to have an inland route, a non-flood-affected route, and a much quicker route, so it's about 8 hours, to get their produce, to get their fresh bananas down to the market in Melbourne. And that saves money and will help them grow their business.
Did the push and the agenda to develop Northern Australia fall off the radar when Tony Abbott was replaced by Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister? Because that timing seems to coincide with Abbott was a big advocate for the north. He used to visit Cape York annually in his holidays. It was his baby, if you like, and you were obviously key to that at the time as well. But then Turnbull came in. This whole agenda just seemed to fall by the wayside. And as you said, when Ian McDonald, who was a big advocate, left, when Warren Ench, looking to retire, whatever his agenda is, he wasn't perhaps as keen on it either. Did it fall off the radar of the government?
No, well, I'd object to that. I don't think that's the case. Those projects I mentioned, the Han Highway, the PDR, are all funded. The funding was provided all under Malcolm Turnbull for those specific projects. Likewise, I was also going to mention that one of the frustrations has been, and I'm trying to be positive here, and I think it's a positive future for Northern Australia, but there has been a frustration that the particularly Queensland government has not been on board. And I'm trying to be fair here. I was the Northern Australian Minister for a few years, and I had extremely constructive relationships with the Northern Territory government, with the Western Australian government, both of whom were Labor. They were Labor-oriented. But I had really, really good working relationships, and we got a lot done. In Queensland, particularly, remember, at the time I was Minister, the responsible Minister for Northern Australia or North Queensland was Jackie Trad. Jackie Trad.
And we all know how
Jackie
that went.
Seemed to have the philosophy. She had the philosophy that if we got something done, if the federal government were successful at something, that was almost a loss for the state government because it was, somehow reflecting poorly on Labor if the LNP federal government were successful. And it was really unfortunate because my relationship with Northern Territory and West Australia we're always like, there's a win-win here. We can both win if we work together. And that wasn't that cooperation. So that's why we haven't got the progress on the Nalinga Dam that we would have liked. Mm. You know, Building Queensland stuffed up the first report and they were in no great rush to fix it. We have seen the Queensland government clamp down on tree clearing and native vegetation laws, which have restricted the agricultural developments we could do in North Queensland, and particularly the Cape. And then I would say, as I'm trying to be bipartisan here, I'd say I'll criticise our own side. We have not eased up the green tape sufficiently enough. There has been some projects recently there in the Cape that have been held up through the federal environmental laws, and we've got to do better at that. I know a lot of us know Warren, and a lot of us are trying to make Canberra see sense on these things because the bureaucrats down here just don't seem to understand the environment of the Cape and particularly Northern Australia.
Well, Jackie Trad is out, thankfully. Maybe it's time for you, Senator Canavan, to come back in as Northern Australia Minister.
I don't think that'll happen, Gavin. I'm having too much fun on the backbench. But I tried to play my part, and I'll cop the criticism for things that didn't go to plan or expectations. That's fine. I appreciate that. I tried to do my best and try to raise the profile of it. I continue to be a very strong advocate and fight for it. But Minister Pitt and Assistant Minister Landry are taking forward the agenda. There'll be a refresh of the agenda, I think, planned for sometime this year. And so that's an opportunity for us to add new things and perhaps reinstate it. I do agree that Jackie going is a great opportunity. I think Cameron Dick might be in charge now, but I might be wrong. But that offers hope. Like anybody but Jackie Trad, I think, will be an improvement. And I think some of those people in the Queensland government post the Adani experience and the federal election experience have learnt a lesson that they actually do need to fight for Queensland jobs. And there's not anything inconsistent with working with an LNP federal government and protecting Queensland jobs. We can do both things.
Well, there's great opportunity, as we've known for many, many years, and I hope you continue from the backbench, unfortunately. I hope you continue to push for the development of Northern Australia, but of course, being biased, particularly here, Cairns and Far North Queensland. Senator Matt Canavan, great pleasure to have you on the King Review. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Gavin. Good luck with it, mate.